All right, it's time for Buscelli Breakdown. We're going to look at this past week, give it one final evaluation. What a game by the defense. This team's been built on defense. We needed the defense to show up big time. Offensively, we were struggling to move the ball after the third quarter, not making any progress. We had multiple chances at the end of this game to either tie it up or even win it. But two Blake Bortles interceptions put us in a really tough spot. But great management and a little being fortunate, Doug Marrone didn't have to use any timeouts. The defense came up big, getting a three and out, setting up great field position for the offense. They got just enough for a Josh Lambeau field goal to tie it up at regulation. And then, once again, the defense. With the interception by A.J. Boye, returned all the way down to the one-yard line. Aaron Colvin didn't help us out. Got a 15-yarder to back us up. But well within Josh Lambeau's range. Field goal kick, overtime, victory for this Jaguar football team. Gets us to 6-3, which was important because the Tennessee Titans found a way to sneak one out against the Bengals, getting a victory as well. They're at 6-3. So right now in the AFC South, it's a two-team race. Forget about the Texans and the Colts. They're done. It's the Titans. It's the Jaguars. We'll know going into this week's game with the Cleveland Browns where we stand. Tennessee Titans play at Pittsburgh on Thursday night. Tough matchup. Let's all be rooting for the Steelers. Maybe we get some terrible towels out, start waving them. A victory there allows us, with a victory against Cleveland, to have the lead in the AFC South. It's been a long time since we've had a division lead this late in the season. Look at the Cleveland Browns. They're a team in disarray. Have not won a game this year. They only won one last year. Hugh Jackson under all kind of scrutiny, and they have major issues at the quarterback position. DeShone Kizer didn't finish the game this week. It took Cody Kessler. Kizer left because of injury. Not sure what we'll see coming up, but it doesn't matter. This is a team we should dominate. It's a team we should move the ball up and down the field, and our defense, if they are who we think they are, and they are right now, they're the best defense in the NFL, they'll give the Browns and whoever's playing quarterback all kinds of trouble. This is Tony Buscelli, and that's my breakdown.